Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. We are going to continue on in a message I started yesterday on victory over oppression and, in fact, all the works of darkness. We are living in the last days, and from the letters that are coming in and the personal experience I have, that there has been greatly increased warfare. And while we know that Jesus has paid it all, there's nothing further the Lord can do, we have to claim the promises of the Word of God. We have to be clothed with the armor of God, because the battle is fierce. Even Paul said at one point they despaired of life, but God undertook. Why would the enemy do that? We're talking, 2,000 years ago, practically, that the enemy hated those early Christians because they had tremendous success. The gospel spread in Jerusalem and then to the uttermost reaches of the earth of that day. And so he hated anyone who would bring forth the good news of the gospel and warfare against them. And today, many centuries later, we understand that as we look at the signs of the times and prophetic words being fulfilled, that he knows his time is short. And so there is, as long as I serve the Lord, increased, not only personally, but I know through others, through the letters, there's increased satanic persecution. And it can take the form of literal persecution through others, in terms of loved ones or neighbors or employers or co-workers, or also in the spirit, because As I shared a familiar passage on yesterday's broadcast, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world. It's an unseen realm of a demonic hierarchy that is doing everything they can to discourage, to oppress, to bring fears. I don't know where your personal situation is, but at least what I am finding, the battles have been much more intense, especially mental oppression, negative thoughts, doubt and unbelief and fear and all sorts of negative emotions that drain our strength and take our focus off the Lord. Jesus said he paid it all. He is our victory. We just have to stand our ground and do battle and fight. And that's why God's raised up ministries like this and other ministries to do warfare, to pray with the saints of God, because we need each other, beloved. We can't stand alone in this hour in which we are living. And so it is a reality. I don't like to spend time even talking about the devil, but one of his ploys is to just, pass off the thought or the concept, well, it's not really real. He's not really real. No. Be assured that he is. And there are those who have power from the devil. They are involved in evil, deceptive work, wicked work, but they do not have power over the children of God. Witchcraft is nothing new. God charged Israel to have nothing to do with it. In fact, he was so strong against it that it was declared in Exodus, the 22nd chapter, verse 18, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." God told Moses in Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, verses 10 through 13, "There shall not be found among you anyone that uses divination or an observer of times or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer, for all these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. That means upright, repentant, and sincere. Now, in today's world, we have things like seances, Ouija boards, astrology, things of the occult arts that seek to have knowledge. In other words, the carrot hanging there is to try to give people supernatural understanding or knowledge or power or material benefits, whatever it is. And God abhors that, and he warned his people, just don't go there. And when we rebel against God, when perhaps a very young Christian follows after such thing, we open the door to a whole influx of evil things. And those who won't listen to God and listen to the devil and do his bidding are definitely workers of evil. In fact, in Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 20, Paul lists the works of the flesh, and he includes witchcraft as one of the works of the flesh. He lists it along with adultery, idolatry, hatred, murder, drunkenness, and so on. And we are warned in the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, verse 10, it tells us that the thief, who is Satan, comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And that is indeed his modus operandi, his plan of action. The prince of the power of the air, Satan himself, Lucifer, comes only to do that. And God tells us that if we seek after such things, we're defiled by them. So I'm sharing this for those who may be new Christians and you know, consult. I mean, I know I did before I was saved. I never got very deep in anything. I just dabbled in a number of things. But we need to renounce them, stay away from them, and have nothing to do with them. In fact, let me just pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, those who may be young in the Lord and have had a background of experience in the occult, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father, we ask for deliverance. We repent in Jesus' name. And Lord, we're asking for your spirit to lift a standard against every demonic stronghold. Lord, we know as we repent, as we call upon the name of the Lord, we will be saved, not only our soul salvation, but saved from the attacks of the enemy. Lord, I'm thanking you for deliverance. In Jesus' name. And for those who've walked with the Lord any length of time, obviously you would know not to partake of such things. However, the increased attack, physical attacks in health, financially, mental attacks, the things you're going through are, if I can judge by what I'm hearing in the letters, when I talk to people, or my own experience, there is definitely increased warfare. But the good news is we have victory over that. You know, the devil has a counterfeit for every genuine gift of the Spirit. And the manifestation of God's Spirit brings forth salvation and holiness and healing and deliverance and peace and joy and praise and sound-mindedness, dedication and prosperity. But the works of the devil, of the evil one, bring about the opposite. Those works create trouble, bring destruction, sorrow, heartache, torment, and in some cases, even death. And regardless of what you've done in the past, when you repent, the blood of Jesus cleanses you from all sin. So you are free from every satanic or occult influence as you truly repent and turn away from such things. Even if you've consulted a fortune teller, they may, you know, have told you a lot of things that appeared to be true, and yet what they told you didn't bring joy or peace or happiness. In fact, perhaps a spirit of dread or fear came over you, and it brought trouble in your home. And you see, the devil tells you only enough truth to make you believe that you know, these individuals or this knowledge is really powerful. But the effect is to just basically pollute humankind with lies and deception to cause that person to just be lost in darkness. And that's only Jesus can deliver, because he is the light of life. We're no longer, he's translated us out of what? The kingdom of darkness. When we were not saved, we were in that realm of darkness. Leviticus 19 and 31 tells us that we can be defiled with them, those occult arts, if we seek them out. Regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. So God wants us to be single-minded and know that he will give us the knowledge and information and wisdom we need as far as our spiritual walk or the times in which we are living. Leviticus 20 and 6 tells us, "And the soul that turneth after wizards, I will even set my face against that soul, and I will cut him off from among his people." That was under the law, and they were to be cut off from among the people. But anyone ignorantly seeking after such things today, and there's a proliferation, there is deliverance. That's the good news. As we fear the Lord, as we recognize those, all those occult activities are evil, as we surrender to God and are saved, we have power. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. That's 2 Timothy 1:7. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All other fear is from the devil. Amen. Well, my time has flown, and with the Lord's help, maybe we conclude this message tomorrow. I thank you for joining me, and if you are going through difficult times, I know many are facing, they're at a crossroads, they're needing the Lord's mind, his will as to what should be done. And as we pray together, there's power in agreement. The announcer would give our contact information. I do invite you to write. No one else reads or answers the mail but myself. It's a sacred trust that has been given of the Lord for many decades, and it's one of the joys of my heart and of my life to minister to God's people through the correspondence ministry. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.